This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. So, Rick, you and I were at the same event. Matt Stein was there. Craig Douglas was there over the weekend. And hour number one, toward the end, you were talking about the cops at the... You know, at the event, and the same guys that we've seen. Well, same guy that we've seen.
Well, that one guy. Before. Yeah.
With his attitude, yeah. So next to him, and next to him was a guy that I don't think I've seen him before. Another cop. And when I walked in at first, I had my my briefcase, if you will. It's a nylon bag, and all kinds of goodies are in there. Like, I had my little notebook computer that I used for my presentation, and a couple pens and a pad. And so I had, they had a gun check-in. They don't really like you walking around with a loaded gun at these things. So to be polite, I checked my 45 in. I had it I carry it on my side sometimes.
And with that little yellow sticker on it.
Well, yeah, that meant that little yellow sticker, it didn't have a smiley face, but it meant that I had been it meant that I had been inspected, detected, and approved with that gun. But what they did was they put a nylon tie strap on it so that the action would not work. I could not put a round in the chamber because they had this.
Did they do that last year?
Yeah. But here's the thing. So I presented my 45 unloaded, butt first, so that, you know, it's a polite thing you do. You don't want to point it at a guy when you're handing it to him, and point it at him. So I handed it to him butt first, unloaded, and he checked it to make sure it was unloaded, and he put the tie strap in it, and then with an unsmiling face, magazine. He wanted to know if I had the magazine for it. And so I thought about that for a second, and I didn't answer him. Magazine. He looked at me like, "You hear me?" You know what I said?
Yes.
And I said no, no. So I just gave him a no, and so he let me go through. And later on, I went to the same guys, and I happened to be walking back in to the building, and I passed these guys. I had my 45 with the tie wrap on my side. And here's my plan. So if something happens, I might be able to get to a magazine relatively quickly. I might be able to load my 45 relatively quickly. And I have a knife to cut the strap really quickly. But I went back to those guys and I said, you know, there's some pretty famous people here. And I was saying this to actually both of them. And the new guy there, I looked up at me like... totally disinterested in what I was saying. And I said, right inside that door there is the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. Yeah. I mean, he was... I couldn't believe the amount of uncaring, unconcern, lack of smiles. You know, maybe if I said Miley Cyrus is coming...
He was that big either, so we're even.
But
I wasn't impressed either. I guess
what I'm saying is, I didn't see any smiles either. I don't know. Either they told that their raise isn't coming, or their brand new police car of the week isn't coming. I don't know what it was, but they didn't seem very happy. And I don't understand that. How can a person go through life being miserable? You know,
anger is what most of us have because something weird happened at the moment of birth or just after, and we've got this trauma that has led us to our current nooks and crannies. And what we need to do is go back and revision that event as an adult so that we have this dialogue going on between our past and our little child inside ourselves and who we have become. And when you do something like that, then you get screwy like me. Well, I can now laugh at things. I'm going to say something about the law enforcement there. I noted that last year they both looked me in the eye and told me they were going to send me patches for my father-in-law, and I have not received anything. They have forgotten that, and I didn't. How's that work?
Well, wait. Well, maybe I should be a little more polite.
They made a commitment to me that, as my, you know, nice how, shook hands, all of that, that they were going to give me a little patches like my father-in-law goes, he's not my father-in-law, but he's kind of like, goes, my girlfriend's father goes around and collects badges from different law enforcement groups and military operations, and I gave him a steel one badge like I carry. And I looked at the guy, and here I am. Law enforcement is no longer the country I served and protected, and I have to tell you there's something wrong in Guatemala. And when I see that, because last year they were smiling to me, shook my hand, and were going to send me badges, and this year I didn't shake hands with either of them, neither offered. I said, hi, nice to see you again this year, and they just blew me off. And that's okay. I blew them off too. But so it's okay, but I do understand how to be polite, and I was raised in a generation that respected older people, and I remember that I have actually done more service than those assholes, and it pissed me off that they would throw me off like that.
You got to be careful what you say, Rick.
I know, but I needs to be. Something's wrong, because last year it wasn't like that. And last year we talked about the distinction between Kansas City police and Lebanon.
By the way, did you notice that there at our last three expos, we didn't have any police. We didn't. And by the way, that's a problem. You see, I was talking to one of the attendees at the expo, and we were talking about, you know, what's happened to us at USA Prepares. And I mentioned that we in the last three expos, we didn't use the police. And it seems to be that the police are in bed with the city, of course, and the city owns the county or the city and the county own the venue, and they like to make sure they take care of their own. So if you don't use their caterer or their concession stand, they hate you. They hate you because they lose revenue. And they complain to me how much revenue they lost because I paid them. I paid the city and the county not to staff the concession stand with their people because I refused to let them sell hot dogs for $4.50 or $5 or $6, popcorn for a few dollars, a soft drink for $4.50. I refused to allow them to rip off our attendees and our students. Well, they don't like it when you do that because you're taking money from the city. Well, they also price fix the police who sit there with no smiles on their faces. Literally, they sit there and they're $25 an hour plus tip. So these guys want $25 an hour. It doesn't matter which guy you get. You cannot call your own guy. You can't say, hey, I really like this guy, Bob. Let me call him up. He's with another town, but he's a really good guy. No, you've got to use
their
police.
That's what they call nepotism and that kind of thing, yeah.
Well, absolutely. And they've got this thing locked down. So it's like a union. It's like a closed shop union.
Well, that's exactly right. And what I was going to try to imply was I noticed a change in Kansas City, Missouri's police force, in their behavior last year to this year. They were
I noticed exactly the same thing.
Than adversarial.
They were what?
They were more you know, interfacing with the crowds and public where they mingled with the crowd and people talked to them and there were little groups around them talking to them. This
year,
they were isolated and separated and made that body language. And I remember the Missouri militia came up to me and was talking to me about that very thing. And so I don't know what's going on in Kansas City, Missouri, but there is and has been a change from this year to last year, and I FYI noted it.
Yeah, it's not a pleasant change. It is it's
no,
negative. It's a negative
not
change.
Happy, and they created an area over there where the table was, where it was kind of like it felt dark, and then the rest of the place was the gun show with people mingling and, you know, buying their things and talking and all of that. Last year, those police were at the table, but they were also in with a crowd, and they were interfacing with a crowd like a human being would.
Very, very interesting. And by the way, they know who we are.
And
literally, yeah, I said,
also
yeah.
Know who they are. And I remember the one guy looked me in the hip, he shook my hand, and said he would do something that he has not done. And I'm calling him on it publicly. There it is. He made an agreement with me, and he didn't honor it. Is that a reflection of his character? I remembered it. He didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, overall, this was the event we went. It was absolutely great. It really was fabulous.
Oh, yeah. And Rex and Randy Curley are really cool people. It was an interest. This was a fun show, actually.
Yeah, it was one of the most fun shows I've ever been to, and it was the best RK prepper show that I've been to. By the way, on October 8th, this weekend coming up, there are gun shows, RK gun shows, Joplin, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, Columbus, Georgia. That is this weekend in October 8 and 9, Joplin, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, Columbus, Georgia. Now, next weekend, October 15th, there's one in Knoxville, Tennessee, Springfield, Mo., and Topeka, Kansas. And I plan on going to the Springfield Mo one. That's next, not October 8th, but October 15th. A couple things I need to get, and I plan on going to the one in Springfield, Missouri, October 15th. That's RK Gun Shows. Rick, you had an interview, I believe it was yesterday, with National Geographic, wasn't it? When we come back, would you tell us all about that?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Graham's with us. So, Rick, Mrs. Finelli said that you talked with her and that you were being interviewed by National Geographic.
History Channel.
And History Channel, that's it. That's it.
Now, since I signed a contract, mention it. Or write about it or put it on my Facebook until it plays. However, I can talk about what we were talking about. And it's basically just recently they've discovered caves in the bottom of the Grand Canyon that are quite extensive. And when you go into them, they're like really old. They've been there since Cleopatra, and they were filled with hieroglyphics and other artifacts from even older epochs. And the direction I put was, sounds like a pre-Smithsonian, where at the end of the movie, they put the Ark of the Covenant in this big cavern somewhere and shut it down. And the whole reason is why? You know, what is the intent of trying to suppress certain discoveries or information? And that was what I did the interview on.
So do you have a feel for what this means?
Isn't that interesting? And some of it is random. The Smithsonian was started by two brothers that were the son of this Methodist minister that dogged with that Mormon guy, Joseph Smith, for more than 20 years when he ripped off that Methodist clutch. That's what they called them back then, a religious group, and they became Mormon from a close encounter moving into the West. And the Smithsonian then became a place where a repository of discoveries were made so that you could go see them. One I did last month was about that giant skull that was discovered in the 1800s in Pennsylvania. And where did it go? And I summarily suggested it probably went into the Atlantic Ocean as the sons were trying to validate their father chasing after Joseph Smith. Now, I don't know what actually happened, and in fact, because of the way things are, there is a high likelihood we'll never know. Like, why did the Germans settle in Antarctica? Well, when I was there, I saw a Viking base from the 14th century that was also in Antarctica. Where is that in the history books? And then you start to realize there has been a thread of certain kinds of information that have been suppressed. In the movie Independence Day, when the president is down in Area 51 and the scientist comes up and says, you wanna see one? You know, and the other guy's a plausible deniability. I don't know who is doing what, and it's so convoluted with different sidebars that may or not be related that sifting out the data of what actually happened is stunning, even for someone like me. I know I'm never going to probably know what actually happened. You know, it's like that.
Rick, what was your take on the Viking base?
It wasn't like it's the size of the Nazi infiltration thing there, which was about a mile away. But the Viking base looked like it held more than one ship. And more than one ship. It was in ruins, of course, and it's old and it's crumbly, and it looked like something out of Mexico when they're unearthing it. When I was there in the 70s, my primary was to just determine what the light was from, you know, the bioluminescence in this bacteria that lined the cavern walls. They were like over a mile high, and there was weather with clouds and actual precipitation and wind. And it's like being outside, but it wasn't being outside. It felt like you were inside. Yeah, Hollywood. that is possibly what some guy, if you want a more interesting part of this, some guy heard me on Red Ice talking about it and called me from England. He was 10 years older than me. That means he was in his 80s. I can finish that when we come back.
Okay. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And, I'd also like to know more about the Third Reich base that you saw there when we come back. Doc Ram. DocRam.com. DocRam. com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Today,
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Doc Ram's with us, and if you'd like to buy some of his books, DocRam.com will get you started. Rick, what's up with Antarctica? What's happening
okay,
there,
okay,
and
so,
why is it occupied?
Yeah, so this guy was in the Royal Air Force. He was in his 80s and was part of the so-called mop-up crew with Russia, U.S., and England going in and taking out the Nazis in the 60s. And they dropped a nuclear bomb on that. And he said that when they went in to do the mop-up, there were a bunch of them escaped into lower caverns. And that's even further down than where the Viking base is. And that, we're talking about 100 miles down in the earth and past the mantle and Middle Earth. And I'm guessing the reason they did not, we're not speaking German today, is that they ran into something down below that stopped that nonsense. Kind of like in the movie The Abyss, where there are angels that are down below in the deep trenches, you know, and where man has never been, so we have no clue as a life form. And because we're finding artifacts indicating Ant-Man, that the Hopi talked about, and we're finding giants like Nephilim, that there are other humanoids on this earth that we have yet to encounter. And the Greys, as I look at them, remind me of the Hopi Ant-Men that helped and saved the Hopi during that one epoch where the reason the ant has two bodies and a small gut, you know, which is a single line, is that they gave that to the Hopi so they could survive. They gave them their food. That's the song in medicine that the Hopi sang about the blue cucina. Now, something else is going on here that doesn't quite make sense. In the interview, I did reference the fact that Darwin lied and has just been recently busted in anthropology for faking a bunch of his data to come up with his evolution theorem. And I've met Lloyd Pye, and I have actually held the Star Child skull that was found in the 1800s down in Mexico. It looks like an ant or a gray, and the bones tissue is different. The bones tissue on this skull I was looking at was cavitated like dendrites going right through the skull, so that rather than the way insects currently communicate with each other via pheromone, they would do it by touching foreheads, and a transfer of information was done, possibly as an experiment that chose, like Borg consciousness, that was chosen not to isolate where we are as individual egos. I don't know. What I do know is that Antarctica has got history that I've never read about in any history book. And now we're discovering it in the Grand Canyon, and oh, guess what? It's owned by federal lands, and they blocked it off, so there's no allowing of research in terms of due diligence on what's going on, actually. Do you imagine how something of that kind of magnitude and discovery would change everything in religions, the Pope, the last Pope, whatever? I am noting that Christianity, as it is practiced in all the different cult forms that it does, charismatics and all of that, all have agendas for not wanting certain kinds of information to be disclosed because it would be in conflict with their control mechanism for fellowship and the rest of it. Now, I'm a scientist. And I'm also a Quaker, and I, am into magic, so that means the method of science with the aim of religion. And, now that's where physics is now the leading religion of the world. People say that if a physicist says it, well, it's got to be true. I know that not to be true because I know I don't know, and I'm a good physicist. So it's just another way of approaching things. Like Aborigines and some of these others. The thing that I find most interesting is the oldest group that I've studied with were the Inuit up inside the Arctic Circle. And I have been to Fort Yukon and did studies with the military up there as well as Antarctica. And they have legends go back 20,000 years, the Inuit. Now, 20,000 in their songs, they're even deeper than the Hopi. And we have these knowledge bases accessible to us, but somehow there has been a methodical suppression of certain kinds of discoveries and information that has led us to this moment. And watch what happens with the Italian bank this week. I mean, Germany has already gone down. Now they're going to do criminal charges against Wells Fargo. We're in deep doo-doo.
You know, I like the fact that they're going to do criminal charges against Wells Fargo because they're corrupt. Their activities
are... That's the way that works. He's going away. The president is going to walk away, severance, with $200 million.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Good job. Too bad you got caught. I guess that's...
Well, that's pretty much the rule of what I am saying about I don't get politics. And what happened with that? Was it the 13th Amendment where they talked about that if you were a lawyer, you couldn't hold a political position?
Yeah, hold that thought. George in New Hampshire, welcome. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Dr. Rick. Hi. If you don't mind, I just had a couple of points on the Nazi base, if you don't mind. Rick, did you happen to encounter when you were up there? I was told that the British sent in special teams around 1946, and Admiral Byrd made a military maneuver up there with 5,000 heavily armed Marines, an aircraft carrier, and a number of supporting vessels and fairly sophisticated cold weather equipment for the time. And they were supposed to be up there for 6 months in 1946. It was Operation High Jump. And what happened?
Yeah, they got their tail whacked with Foo Fighters and jets that didn't exist at that point. And the Russians have actually released videos of the actual film footage of that event when Byrd lost three ships. He lost three ships. That's historical. So, you know, of course, my friend Matt A. Babarello, head of the Brazilian Secret Service, said they used to stage on that island just off of Brazil going in. Everybody knew about it. Why don't we talk about that today? Well, let's talk about Monsanto and Bayer. And that Nazi group that just took over 90% of the world's food population and has the largest private army in the world. How's that going to play? And so, yeah, there's a thousand-year war going on. And, yeah, the Fourth Reich is alive and well on the planet Earth. And, yeah, Antarctica is now history. But how come we never were told about that?
Well, I was told that they also built bases in other places of the world.
Well, yeah, Argentina came to mind, for example, the boys from Brazil.
But, I only get fragments from different sources, but I've heard of something. They said it was encountered there by this British special commando team, and I believe they also had some Norwegians with them. They went in, and they tried to blow up the cabin, block it off, and do as much damage they could to the underground base. But they claimed that there were these beings called the Polar Men. I don't know if you've heard of them, but I imagine they were somewhat of a kind of like an abominable snowman type of creature, but they were man-eaters. And they said that certain survivors of the British commando team that had been stranded up there for about 6 months claimed that they managed to catch one in one of the huts and lock it in on the German base above ground because the Germans had relocated below ground. And he said that supposedly, you know, in other words, they eventually got a rescue team up there and they killed the being. But did you have any danger when you were up there?
I wasn't aware of Yeti or Sasquatch or Wendigo. That has legendarily been available in historical periods as something that lives underground. I don't know how that all works. So I didn't have any feelings of danger. My job, I was working under a woman anthropologist. My purpose was to figure out how the light worked. The whole cavern was lit. We're talking about a mile high and bright. It's like daylight in there. It's different, but daylight. You could see everything clearly, shadows, all of that. And it was a bioluminescence and the bacteria that would line the cavern. It was huge. And I don't understand how that could happen, but I can certainly understand why someone having been there would also say, well, I'll bet I could prove the earth is flat because I've seen things that I had no idea existed in our earth. I live here in the free state of Jefferson right now, and I have to tell you, the whole place here is littered with underground caverns that are natural and artificial. Some of them got put in the 1812 when the bridge was poured. I saw one bunker that was a gold mine that was poured with the same concrete the bridges were in 1912 here in Grants Pass. And so they've been here a long time. And these military dew lines and the actual NORAD protection screens that we have along the coast, Oregon is starts up in Gold Beach and runs all the way down into the Trinities. High and Palm, Hayfork, you know, they've all got excess and egress into going. There's one tunnel going from Weimar all the way down to High and Palm. That's 4.5 hours by motorcycle. That's a new one. But people don't get the fact that the whole place on the East Coast, you can go all the way from Maine all the way down to Florida without ever coming above ground.
May I hang on one other thing?
Yeah, please hold, George. Rick, does that tunnel network include...
That was an interesting sidebar.
Does that tunnel include Springfield, Missouri? Because we have a Springfield Underground Tunnel system here.
One reason drugs don't work is because they lack the genetic information found in plant and animal foods. What we drink and eat has to have the genetic information the Creator put into it in order for the body to fully benefit from it. The grinding process of health food seed oils causes heat and pressure that damages the shape of the fatty acids, the genetic information, and oxidizes them. This robs the oil of the ability to nutritionally and epigenetically fully benefit our cells. Now, for the first time ever, a new means of pressing seed oils has been developed that protects the seed oil's structure, does not oxidize it, and retains the pigments and fibers. This entire package of nutrients delivers an impact of health on your body unlike any other seed oil you've ever consumed. These undamaged seed oils are the missing piece in human health today. Feel what it's like to have your whole body breathing again. Available exclusively from Synergistic Nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Ram.com. If you'd like to peruse his Facebook page.
Hey, Vincent.
Maybe order some books. DocRam.com. Yes.
I need to make an announcement. My Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture is now available in ebook form for all 9 volumes. And if you buy them all 9 as a group, I think there's like a 20% discount or something like that. But I've just uploaded the Encyclopedia of Alternative Agriculture. I've got a brand new set of books out nobody's ever seen.
Do you know what the price is right now, Rick?
I think it's $5.99 per book. They're big, thick books like the Encyclopedia, you know, that I did. It's like 9 volumes, so if I were to do it in a book form, it's probably around 8 inches thick. It's like really detailed, cross-reference index, and I have it for each year, 9 years. And
I'm all excited about that. That is really interesting. Class, I suggest you consider that, and I'm going to get a copy as well.
And I think there's a discount if you buy them all. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Yeah. And let's see. We've got George in New Hampshire. We'll have to go quickly because we've got Tom in Baltimore waiting.
Okay, Ben, I'll just say this. You mentioned a movie yesterday, On the Beach, but I'd like to recommend one that I think would be beneficial to all is Panic in the Year Zero with Ray Milland.
I remember that one.
1962. About a family that's on just a routine summer trip, and they find out that the Russians had attacked, and they see the mushrooms cloud. And I'll leave it with this. It's not too well known. I know you gentlemen know, but the Russians between the 4th of this month and the 7th are having 40 million people go to underground bomb shelters as a drill.
Yes.
They're really taking seriously the threats that were made by this regime we have here. And I think we might be much closer to something than we think. And that's all I want to say.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And there are those headlines that have been talking about World War III based on Barry and the bandits. Let's see. We've got Tom in Baltimore. We've got just a couple minutes. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, gentlemen. I'll make it quick. I have to comment on the last caller, though. I've been saying this to as many people as I can. Our lower courts are empowered by the people, not they're not constitutional courts. They're not your superior courts, so to speak. Doesn't mean they can't get things done. And I've been encouraging people to take advantage of the bloodless battlefield that we currently have before we have to go to another type. If you remember, Judge Wapner used to always say, the first thing out of his mouth was, I've read your complaints and I know you've been sworn. He did that because he was good at following procedure. That is what gave him the power to rule over those cases. That's what gives all our local courts the power. We make our pleadings and we give them the power. We empower those courts. I encourage everyone, file a grievance that you have with your government, because all you have to do is look around. It's all criminal. It's all criminal. Let them throw it out. If we all do it, they cannot ignore the pleadings of the people. And I'll call you back tomorrow about my experience at Fort Ritchie here in Maryland. It's all a deep underground base where Cheney was taken at 9/11.
Yeah, call in, Tom, please call in second hour if that's okay with you.
Will do. Have a good day, gentlemen.
I appreciate
great. Thank
all
you.
Of what
thank
you
so
said,
much.
By the way. Dead on.
Rick, did you get a chance to see the alleged debates?
I turned it off because it was a disgrace to watch two presidential candidates act like schoolchildren in a playground arguing. It was embarrassing.
I'm talking about the vice presidential debate.
Oh, no. I didn't even want to go right for it. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I watched it. I watched it. And the reason I watched it, I wanted to see how aligned the vice presidential hopefuls were to the presidential hopefuls. And it's unbelievable. Tim Kaine, who was with Hillary, attacked, interrupted, was antagonistic. He just kept talking. That's the last guy I want to see representing my interests.
Yeah,
Mike Pence was... Mike Pence was more presidential, more calm, more collected, but he interrupted as well. Not as much as Tim Kaine, but there was a lot of bickering, and it was unpleasant.
These are supposed to
I turned it off.
Most scholarly.
I turned it off. Rick Miller, thanks so much. DocRam.com. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I'd research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.